It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. A video presentation of this program is available at Jonathan Van Bilsen's Photos and Travel on YouTube.
Welcome to Photos and Travel, a show that introduces you to fascinating places around the world. Please welcome our host and tour guide, Jonathan Van Bilsen.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Photos and Travel, where we bring the world to your doorstep. Today we're visiting the South American city of Rio de Janeiro, with its wonderful sights and, of course, carnival. We'll also take a side trip to beautiful Iguazu Falls, a two-hour flight away. It's the largest waterfall in the world and twice as high as Niagara. We'll be right back after these messages.
PP Print is excited to offer Port Perry wearables featuring two great designs. Show your Skugog pride with apparel and headwear. We have you covered. PP Print, more than just print.
Not all Canadians have the time nor desire to manage their finances, and often that responsibility is up to financial professionals. Our goal is to help Canadian families achieve a happy and successful financial future. Visit us, the McLellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management.
Welcome back. As I mentioned, we're starting our Brazilian adventure in Rio de Janeiro, the second largest city in Brazil and home to some of the world's most spectacular beaches. I was fortunate to stay at Caesar Park Hotel, which is located directly across from the ocean, so the views were spectacular. The hotel is managed by Sofitel and is currently closed for renovations. It's scheduled to reopen in February of 2023. Rio de Janeiro is the second largest city next to Sao Paulo. The city itself has a population of nearly 7 million, and when visiting, one of the most difficult decisions is determining where to stay. I chose Ipanema Beach, not because of the song, but because of the beauty of the area. The coastline of Rio de Janeiro is made up of three beaches: Ipanema, Leblon, and Copacabana. If you take the population of the surrounding area, it is more than 11 million inhabitants. Rio is one of those cities, like so many places in the world, which are spectacular. However, care must be taken when wandering by yourself, especially in the evenings. I personally saw no evidence of any crime and never once felt threatened. One of the most amazing sights in Rio is Corcovado and the Statue of Christ of the Andes. A train takes you to the base of the mountain, and the views as you ascend are amazing. From high above the clouds, I could see my hotel and the coast far below. The mountain is 710 meters or 2,300 feet above sea level, and on the tip of its peak stands a famous monument of Christ the Redeemer. Built in 1931, it's made of reinforced concrete and covered with small soapstone triangles. The statue is 40 meters or 125 feet tall and weighs over 1,100 tons. The hands and the head are the only sections built at a different location and transported here. The views of Rio from the top of Corcovado are among the best anywhere. Admission to the top is about $25, and there are various ways of getting there. The most famous and traditional way is by cog train, which takes you almost to the top of Corcovado Mountain. It takes about 20 minutes and runs every half hour. Unfortunately, because the cog train is the most popular, you can expect queues, especially in the high season between December and March. I'd recommend buying your ticket online in advance for the exact time that you wish to go. Doing so will avoid wait times of 2 to 3 hours. Another way of getting to the top is by automobile or small bus, which is a little bit less expensive but not very comfortable and certainly lacks the sense of adventure. Public vehicles are only allowed to go halfway up the mountain, where you'll have to transfer to an official van for the remainder of the trip. Another option is to hike to the top, however I would not recommend it, as there have been numerous muggings en route. If you choose to walk, leave all your valuables at home and make sure you travel in a large group. Corcovado Mountain is one of the most popular places for tourists to visit in Brazil. I would suggest getting there early in the morning or late in the afternoon, and certainly try to avoid weekends when the local people visit. The weather in Rio de Janeiro is often sunny, but because the statue of Christ the Redeemer stands on top of Corcovado Mountain in the Atlantic Forest, it can often be foggy or cloudy. One of the reasons to visit Rio de Janeiro is, of course, Carnival, which takes place every year in the 5 days leading up to Lent. On the Catholic calendar, Lent takes place 46 days before Easter Sunday. The reason it's not the typical 40 days is that Sundays are not considered part of Lent, as they are days of rejoicing. The bleachers set up to view Carnival are located at the base of Corcovado, but there are usually 2 million people per day on the streets. The first carnival festival in Rio occurred in 1723. The typical Rio carnival parade is filled with revelers, floats, and adornments from more than 200 samba schools which are located in the city. A samba school is composed of a collaboration of local neighbors who want to attend the carnival together, with some sort of regional, geographic, and common background. The organization of participation is extremely complex. There's a special order that every samba school has to follow. It begins with a group of 10 people or so from the school who appear first in line. Their role is to introduce the school, set the mood, and the style of their presentation. These people have choreographed dances and elaborate costumes that usually tell a short story. Following them is the first float of the samba school. These are followed by the master of ceremonies and flag bearer, which could be up to 4 individuals as backup. Next we have the dancers, and finally the old guard veterans and drumline battery at the rear. Quite often there are brass sections and guitars as well. More than 500,000 people travel to Rio for the carnival and what is termed as the world's largest party. The festivities take place on the beaches of Copacabana and Ipanema, as well as in bars, nightclubs, and restaurants. If you're looking for a peaceful vacation spot, I would suggest you switch your time schedules around. In 2020, 10 million people took part in the Carnival Street Parades in Rio. This was a 40% increase, and of course happened just prior to the pandemic. After recovering from Carnival, visiting some of the city's historic elements is quite interesting. These aqueducts once carried water to the city and date back to 1732. This is famous Maracanã Stadium, which was renovated in 2014 and has a capacity of 79,000 seats. It remains the largest stadium in Brazil. Of course, a ride on the Ferris wheel gives you an unobstructed view of the city. The President Costa da Silva Bridge, commonly known as the Rio Niterói, crosses Guanabara Bay and connects the cities of Rio de Janeiro and Niterói. I visited the famous San Sebastian Cathedral, built in 1976 and named for Rio's patron saint. The cathedral is 96 meters or 320 feet wide and 80 meters or 260 feet high. ,000 worshippers can fit inside the church at any given time, and everyone has a view of the suspended cross hanging in the center. Stained glass windows run from floor to ceiling, and the 7-bell carillon creates a beautiful sound throughout the area. I continued my exploration of Rio, making my way to Sugarloaf Mountain. Accessible only by cable car, many mountaineers have tried climbing the steep cliffs. The first recorded climb was by an English woman in 1917. Sugarloaf Mountain lies 450 meters or 1,300 feet above sea level. From the top, one can see the 14 kilometers or 8.5 mile long bridge which joins Rio to its suburbs. Again, as from Corcovado, the view here is fantastic. My next stop is across the bridge to the suburban city of Niterói, and a visit to the famous Niterói Contemporary Art Museum. Built in 1996, this space-age structure is home to the Joa Sattamini collection, one of the most important contemporary art collections in the country, with over 1,300 pieces. A great side trip which takes a little over an hour from Rio will land you in the mountains in the ancient city of Petrópolis. Because of its cooler climate, Emperor Dom Pedro II built his summer palace here in 1845. It was an important time for Brazil as the country was revolutionizing its antiquated policies. Isabel, the daughter of the emperor, was largely responsible for the changes. At that exact same time, Emperor Dom Pedro was visiting Europe and declared independence from Portugal and his father, the king. The most dominant building in Petrópolis is the Cathedral of Alcântara. It holds the remains of the last emperor of Brazil, Dom Pedro. The town square of Petrópolis features a massive obelisk, as well as many shops and restaurants. The Crystal Palace in this beautiful city was built in 1884 as an exhibition hall, and it's fashioned after the original in London, England. It was constructed in France and assembled here. Today, the palace is used for balls and gala events. Petrópolis has a population of 300,000, and although it was originally settled by Germans, the common language today, as everywhere else in Brazil, is Portuguese. There is no end to the excitement of Rio. The beaches are fantastic and the sights are wonderful. Climbing to the top of Corcovado was an adventure, and Carnival is something not to be missed. I'll never forget the beautiful views from Sugarloaf Mountain. After these short messages, we'll hop a flight to our next destination, Iguazu Falls.
At Voss, your independent grocer, it's all about hometown living and shopping. Owned and operated by Port Perry's own Terry and Christine Voss, the independent grocer carries many local items to support our town and its residents. Pet Value has a fleet of services to help you and your pet live their very best lives. Visit Pet Value Port Perry for all of your pet's needs. Pet Value, your pet, your store.
Welcome back. The flight from Rio to Iguazu was just over 2 hours, but well worth the trip. I was fortunate to be able to visit the falls from both the Argentine side as well as the Brazilian border. I decided to stay in Argentina and explore that area first, as the scenery appeared to be more natural. Iguazu Falls is located deep in the center of the South American rainforest. I stayed at the Sheraton Hotel, which appears to be carved out of the jungle surrounding it. The hotel offers a little bit of civilization amid the thousands of acres of wild tropical forest. Iguazu Falls is made up of 275 individual cascades, and the thundering water can be heard from many kilometers away. The falls span 3 kilometers or 1.7 miles along and over the border between Argentina and Brazil. This is Devil's Throat, which measures 82 meters or 269 feet high, and it's the tallest drop across the entire falls. The numerous cascades vary in height from 60 meters to 82 meters, or 197 feet to 269 feet. The first person to find Iguazu Falls was Alvar de Vaca, a Spanish explorer who, during a journey from what we now know as Paraguay, encountered the falls. He named them Saltos de Santa Maria, or the Falls of St. Mary. Later, the Jesuit missions arrived. The ruins of these missions, as well as the indigenous civilization, are an interesting tourist attraction and, if time permits, are well worth a visit. The missionaries established more than 30 towns scattered throughout southern Paraguay, Brazil, and the entire province of Misiones in Argentina. By 1768, the area became totally forgotten when the Jesuits were expelled by the Crown of Spain for their push to reform the lives of the ruling classes and their attempt to stop the aristocracy from serving only themselves. You can appreciate how this would not go over well. Sometime later, Gregorio Lezama, an Argentine businessman and politician, sold the land because he considered it of very low value. In the auction, it appeared simply as a block of jungle that borders several waterfalls. These lands would be acquired in 1907 by Domingo Ayala Garay. He saw the tourist potential of the place, setting up the first hotel and creating some roads for people to get to know the falls. It's interesting to mention that in 1901, the first tourist excursion of the area arrived, but without positive results, since it was very difficult to cross the water. One of the participants in this group was Victoria Aguirre, who invested in the first highway from Misiones, Argentina, to Iguazu Falls. Today, Victoria Aguirre has her name on the main avenue of Puerto Iguazu, the closest Argentine town to the falls. Years later, Puerto Iguazu would grow thanks to tourism and timber resources in the area. In 1934, a law was passed creating Iguazu National Park. This gave legal protection to this natural spectacle. The rainforest surrounding Iguazu contains 2,000 species of plants and are home to the only marsupial found outside of Australia, the opossum. This escarpment was the setting for Robert De Niro's 1989 film, The Mission. The walkways and paths on the Argentine side are quite narrow and very rustic. They're extremely safe, however, it feels almost as if you were walking on top of the water. The falls is fed by the 1,300 kilometer or 400 mile long Iguazu River, which stretches across southern Brazil. Iguazu Falls is the border between Argentina, Paraguay, and Brazil. After spending 2 days on the Argentine side, I made my way through Paraguay across to Brazil. Even though it's the same waterfall, the views from the Brazilian side are totally different. Visitors have an opportunity to walk along a path at the foot of some of the cascades, making you appreciate just how majestic they are. The 82 meters or 275 foot drops are spectacular, and if you visited Niagara Falls in the past, you'll notice that these are at least twice as high. Iguazu Falls is wider than Victoria Falls, which separates Zambia from Zimbabwe in southern Africa. Some people consider Victoria Falls larger because its water curtain is less interrupted by rocky outcrops and islands. This is one of those instances where size really has no bearing. Devil's Throat, certainly the most spectacular part of Iguazu Falls, is easily seen here from the Brazilian side. During the rainy season, which is from November to March, the rate of water plunging over the falls can reach almost 13,000 cubic meters or 450,000 cubic feet per second. It may be the rainy season, but because of the flow of water, it is also the most popular with tourism. There's an often photographed rainbow that usually appears stretched across the falls in a particular spot. Legend has it that the local shaman received a message from above that will show the world a marvelous thing. But everyone waved off that notion as nonsense. One night, during a full moon, there was a random flash of lightning and suddenly a rainbow appeared. In reality, the rainbow is a result of the constant mist provoked by the thundering falls. Iguazu Falls was born millions of years ago, likely the result of a volcanic eruption and from the slow but steady movement of tectonic plates. It was simply but aptly named Great Falls by the Guarani indigenous people. In 1986, the United Nations declared the falls a natural heritage of mankind. One of the things I enjoy the most about the falls are the lack of souvenirs and gift shops. Nature has been left as it was intended, in its natural state. According to local legend, a god planned to marry a beautiful Aborigine girl named Nyapi, totally against her will. She escaped by fleeing with her mortal lover in a hand-carved canoe. When he heard this, the god flew into a wild rage, and he split the river into two, which created the waterfalls. This way, he thought the two lovers would be condemned to an eternal fall. As with all adventures, they must come to an end. I thoroughly enjoyed this part of South America. Rio, with its carnival, scenery, and spectacular beaches, was amazing, and Iguazu Falls was unbelievable and certainly something that has to be experienced. For Photos and Travel, I'm Jonathan Van Bilsen. It's been my pleasure to be your tour guide today, and I look forward to our next adventure. If you enjoyed this program, please click the subscribe button, and you'll never miss an episode.
Want to know what's happening in Skugog? News and lifestyle, changes in business, and all the entertainment information you'll ever need. Plus, each edition has a new Photos and Travel article. Look for your next copy in your mailbox.
Autumn is here and the pandemic is winding down. There may be things you want to forget about recent years, but we're here to help you remember the good news while keeping you informed along the way. We are thestandardnewspaper.ca.
Please remember to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review to get all episodes of Photos and Travel. Follow Photos and Travel on social media for extra content and stunning photography from around the world. Photos and Travel episodes are produced by X-Form Media. To contact us, please email info@photosandtravel.com. We endeavor to make all information contained within this program as accurate as possible at production time. Consult local, national, and international authorities before making any travel plans. Photos and Travel and X4 Media are not responsible for any liabilities resulting from information contained in this program. For more information, please visit photosandtravel.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.